You know, the Bible is clear that it's not the size of your faith that gets your answer. It says, faith the size of a mustard seed will move a mountain. But is there a certain kind of faith that will get God's attention differently than others? Let's talk. Hey, 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 my friend, and welcome to Calling Over Comfort. This is the place for ambitious Christian leaders and influencers just like you who are ready to step up, show up, and glow up. It's hosted by me, Coach Francine Ivy. We're diving into real talks about faith, empowerment, and making an eternal mark on this world. Are you ready to do this? Come on, let's dive in. You know, it's interesting. Matthew 17 says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, be moved. And if you've ever seen a mustard seed, you'd realize it's one of the smallest seeds I've ever seen. So it's not the size of your faith that gets the reaction or the miracle from God. So what is it? Is there a type of faith? Is there something about faith that activates it more? Well, let's look at Luke chapter 8. There's a story about a woman who has had an issue of blood for 12 years. She's gone to every doctor possible. And she spent all of her money and she has not been healed. And in that culture of that day, because of it, she couldn't even be touched. Can you imagine what it would be like to not be hugged by your family, to never be touched, to feel like you have to be away from everybody for 12 years and you've spent all you have trying to go to all the doctors and nothing is working? But then she hears about Jesus. And the story is incredible. And if you're not careful, you're going to miss a very important part of it. Because Jesus is passing by. And by this time, people knew about him and they were thronging around him. It says that she reached out and just touched the hem of his garment. I love the next part because Jesus stops and looks around and says, who touched me? One of his disciples tells him, Jesus, everybody has been touching you. They're thronging around you. Everybody has been touching you. And he says, no, somebody touched me because I felt power leave me. What? Did you hear it? There were tons of people around him, lots of people touching him, but without faith. Not the faith that this woman had. They didn't have the faith that this woman had that reached out and barely touched the hem of his robe and was healed. Don't you think that there were some people around him that needed healing? But yet when they touched him, no power left him. What did Jesus say? He said, woman, your faith has made you whole. What was it about her faith? She didn't have faith in faith. She had faith in him. She knew it wouldn't take much. Just the touch of his hem. Every time I read the story, every time I see even the Chosen's depiction of it, I think, I want to have that kind of faith, God, that if you pass by, that I, with such faith, would reach out and touch you and not just touch you like brush by you, not just touch you like checking off a box about going to church. And we see it every weekend. People go to church and leave only thinking about lunch. They leave no different than the way they came. Why? Because they didn't come looking. They came to check off a box. And I'd be amiss to tell you that I've never done that, but every piece of me want never to do that. That I always, whether it's showing up to church, listening to a worship song, or like today on a podcast, talking with a brother in Christ about the magnitude of Jesus's life in my life. And I told him, as I'll tell you now, I never, ever, ever want it not to take my breath away that the Savior of the universe, the Creator of the whole world, loves me enough to pursue me and to pursue my heart. So I pray every day that my faith would be the type of faith that if Jesus was around, and I that number one, I would reach out to touch him. And number two, that something in the way that I believed in him would make him stop and want to look around. I challenge you to do that too. It can be so easy, Christ follower, to just go through the motions. I love the way my eldest daughter, who's just precious, in the way she follows after God. And she opens her Bible every morning. And not only does she read, because that's her habit, she reads because she wants to hear his voice. And then she writes down in her journal, God, what would you have me hear from you? What would you have me read? You see, even in her time with him, she doesn't just want to do her duty. She wants to spend time with him. She wants to hear his voice. I challenge you this week, every day. God, what are you saying? What are you doing? Ask him, and then get quiet long enough to hear. Love you guys big time. I'm so glad that you're a part of the podcast. If you hear something, if something's touched you, subscribe. Leave us a testimony. Leave us a review. We would love that. Also, just wanted to remind everybody that our YouTube channel, we're upgrading. We're doing some new things. Go check it out. It's Consumed Coaching. Just look it up and subscribe over there as well. Thank you for tuning into another episode of Calling Over Comfort. We're so grateful to have you on this journey with us. Remember, you are designed for more than just Sunday sermons. You're equipped to empower, to lead, and to shine for Jesus. If today's episode inspired you, we'd love for you to share it with a friend. And if you're feeling called to dive deeper, consider joining us in our upcoming Kingdom Coach Certification Training. Stay blessed, keep shining, and until next time, remember, own the room, walk in your faith, and live out your purpose.